This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The search continues in Texas for 11-year-old Livingston girl Audrey Cunningham, vanished on her way to school Thursday, feared to be in grave danger.
Police are saying 42-year-old Don Stephen McDougall is their main person of interest in the investigation. McDougall was booked in jail on an unrelated aggravated assault charge, but hasn't been charged with any crimes related to Cunningham's disappearance. Police also say McDougall is cooperating at times.
ABC's Giovanni Leggy. Minnesota authorities say that the man who shot and killed two Burnsville police officers and a paramedic today is dead. City Manager Greg Lindberg.
Words can't express how hard today has been.
The officers were responding to a domestic incident. Mounting protests in Russia over the death in prison of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Hundreds of protests. Former President Trump campaigning in Pennsylvania and Michigan this weekend. And Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina. This is ABC News. Gaza's largest remaining operating hospital has shut down. The head of the World Health Organization saying Nasser Hospital is not functional anymore after Israeli forces raided the facility on Thursday. The WHO saying there are still about 200 patients in the hospital, including 20 who need urgent referrals to other facilities. Ex-Congressman George Santos, the New York Republican expelled from Congress last year, charged with fraud, stealing from donors, is suing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
Can you imagine if I get sued by George Santos for fraud?
He is. Santos accusing Kimmel of deceiving him with phony names and narratives into making videos on the Cameo app, birthday greetings and other shout-outs used to ridicule him.
Congratulations on getting your driving test.
Hey, Brenda. I wanted to congratulate you on successfully cloning your beloved schnauzer.
Santos naming Kimmel, ABC, and Walt Disney Company as defendants.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 5:02. We're at 43 degrees at WRCO FM, where your evening news is sponsored by TC Auto Works. Dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. The forecast for Southwest Wisconsin updated for tonight from Doug Schumacher. A few clouds, chilly, a low down to 18. For tomorrow, partly cloudy and mild, 45, 51 by Tuesday. Currently in Richland Center, we do have lots of sunshine and we're at 43 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-7000. 1700, TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Good evening from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Adam Haas. Here's what you need to know. New COVID guidelines from the CDC are expected soon. People with mild symptoms will no longer have to isolate for 5 days. Ajay Sethi is professor of population health sciences at UW-Madison.
People should still isolate if they have significant symptoms, and the CDC will recommend that. But if their symptoms are mild, if they don't have a fever without any medications to assist with that, they can go about their normal day, normal lives, and not have to isolate for those 5 days, which is the current recommendation.
Sethi says the new recommendations expected in April will shift more of the burden to protect oneself on those people who are at higher risk for severe disease. Discouraging youth vaping in Wisconsin. That's what grants from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services will hope to do. The agency said in a release last week it will be awarding 13 grants of over $800,000 to community organizations statewide for anti-vaping initiatives. The funding, which comes from a settlement from the vape company Juul, will be used for community and school-based programs to prevent vaping and help teens and young adults up to the age of 24 to quit vaping. The money will also fund research on vaping prevention and ways to decrease access to or the use of vaping products. Wisconsin is moving closer to regulating artificial intelligence. One bill would study how AI would help address a worker shortage in state government. Republican Representative Nate Gustafson.
We want to take AI and then ultimately say, do we really need to find the additional bodies to fill the roles, or can we continue to leverage AI to its fullest capabilities?
Another bill in Wisconsin would impose a $1,000 fine on the makers of political advertisements who use deep fakes without disclaimers. Assembly lawmakers passed three bills on Thursday that would protect judges in the state of Wisconsin. One bill would establish privacy protection for the judges' personal information from the public, while another creates a new penalty for those who protest outside a judge's home in order to interfere with the administration of justice. Madison Representative Sheila Stubbs.
Protesting a judge's decision is an expression of free speech. However, a line is crossed when protesters gather outside a judge, a judge's, or justice residence.
The bipartisan legislation comes over a year after Juneau County Circuit Court Judge John Romer was shot and killed in his home by a man that he had sentenced to prison. The state of Wisconsin is taking steps toward cracking down on sex trafficking. The state assembly Thursday passed a package of bills that came out of the speaker's task force on the problem. Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
Democratic Representative Jill Billings.
Kids who are human trafficked are victims. They're not criminals, and we should not be charging them with the crime of prostitution in the state of Wisconsin.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. With the unseasonably mild weather, DNR researchers say more bears are being spotted out of their dens in Wisconsin. News 5 in Minnesota reports this is the time of year that researchers usually check on dens. However, they're finding bears more awake than they would be in typical winter weather conditions. This could be due to the snow melting and water going into the dens. Bears could also be out looking for a drier place to sleep and food as they wake up. The national blood supply remains at critically low levels. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild the American blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. Three blood drives will be held this week, the first one coming up tomorrow, Monday, February 19th, from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. The second will be held Wednesday from 11 until 4 at Weston High School. And the third blood drive will be held Friday from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Individuals are urged to make an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org on the web, or by calling 1-800-733-2767. That's 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can join the Women Veterans Town Hall and Lunch, sponsored by the American Legion Auxiliary. Meet with the new gynecologist and learn services offered and about Thrive. There will also be a time for questions and answers, lunch, and learn about what is important to you. The event will be held Wednesday, March 27th from noon to 1 in Building 455 at the Toma VA Medical Center. RSVP by Wednesday, March 20th with Sarah Resin. Email at Sarah, that's S-A-R-A-H dot Resin, R-E-Z-I-N, at va.gov. You can also phone 800-872-8662. Sarah's extension is 66375. The event is open to all veterans. Students across the state of Wisconsin will learn the importance of being prepared for emergencies this spring through the Student Tools for Emergency Planning, or STEP, program, which has now reached more than 100,000 fourth and fifth graders in Wisconsin. This spring, more than 5,700 students in over 100 educational settings will participate in the STEP program. Since it launched in 2011, it's estimated nearly 103,000 students have been enrolled in that program. The STEP curriculum, designed by FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, helps students learn about how hazards such as severe weather and fires can impact them. Wisconsin Emergency Management also provides participating educators with free materials for students to build their own emergency kits at home, including a small backpack and flashlight. STEP is supported this year in part by a $10,000 grant from TC Energy through its Build Strong Social Impact Program. The STEP program is part of Wisconsin Emergency Management's Ready Wisconsin campaign, which works to create a more prepared Wisconsin. Educators can learn more about STEP and how they can enroll their classrooms at readywisconsin.wi.gov/STEP. Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Joan Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. It's time for today's vital statistics for Sunday, February 18th, 2024, from WRCO News. Martin Joseph Boleyn, 92 of Rule of Val, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday morning at 11 at Vaulton Friends Church in Vaulton. Burial will follow in the Oak Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call on Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Vaulton Friends Church Wednesday morning from 10 o'clock until the time of the service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Casanova Fire Department, EMT, or a Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Martin Joseph Boleyn, 92 of Rural Laval. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Hey there, I hope you've been having a nice Sunday. This is WRCO meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Well, it's been a pretty quiet weather day across the upper Midwest today, with lots of sunshine. There's a large low pressure system that's now centered over eastern Canada, so any cloud cover that has been associated with that has been moving away from our region, and the pressure gradient that brought us the gusty winds yesterday has been slowly relaxing, and so wind speeds have been coming down here this afternoon across the region as well. Now, as we are looking forward, things are going to be kind of remaining in this similar pattern, warmer than normal, and otherwise relatively quiet weather, so it looks like we'll be in the mid-40s again on Monday, and into Tuesday, as winds become more southerly, we'll see warmer air make its way into southwest Wisconsin, and high temperatures on Tuesday and Wednesday look like they'll be solidly in the 50s. Now, there could be a few sprinkles across the region Tuesday night into Wednesday, but no major precipitation is expected then. Then it looks like it's going to be quiet as we head into the second half of the week. It'll be turning a bit cooler as a few cold fronts roll on by. So we're looking at high temperatures near 50 on Thursday and starting to fall back into the 30s on Friday, but otherwise plenty of sunshine is expected as we head into next weekend. Your forecast for this evening: clear skies with a few clouds developing overnight, chilly with a low of 18 degrees and light winds. On Monday, partly cloudy and mild, high 45, winds from the southeast 4 to 8. Monday night, partly cloudy, low 26, winds from the east-southeast around 5. On Tuesday, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm, stray showers possible by the evening hours, high 51, winds from the south-southeast 5 to 10. Looking ahead to Wednesday, partly sunny and warm, isolated sprinkles possible, low 31, high 54. On Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, low 32, high 49. On Friday, partly cloudy and cooler, low 24, high 37. And on Saturday, another quiet day with some sunshine, low 18, high 40 degrees. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Douglas Schumacher. Have a great week.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center with 42 degrees, that following a high yesterday of 33. Today's morning low 26, and today's high was 44. The record high from 2017, we hit 65. We go all the way back to 1979 for a record low of 16 below zero. 1 year ago, 41 the high, 15 the low. We'll have a sunset tonight at 5:36, sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:54. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.88. We have a west wind about 3 miles per hour. No precipitation to report today or yesterday. Again, our high yesterday was 33, our morning low 26, and we topped off at 44 today. Currently, we have sunny skies, and we're down to 42 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it offers. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Deposits or obligations may lose value.
WRCOFM Sports for your Sunday, you by members of the Sports Boosters Club. During this sports report, we'll have a look back at high school basketball last night, including the Ithaca boys involved in a game, and a big wrap-up from two sectional wrestling Saturday events.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Good evening with a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. The Ithaca boys basketball team beat Lafarge last night 83-41. Channing Brown had 25. Devin Iam added 24. Micah Salisbury put in 12. And Ethan Berkram scored 10. The Bulldogs will wrap up the Ridge and Valley Conference with a game at home against Wazika Steuben. Other finals from last night, West Salem over with Lake Country Lutheran 95-85. Arcadia down McDonald Central 55-52. Belleville, a big win against Wisconsin Heights, 95-52. A win for Luther over Hillsboro, 70-46. It was also Bangor, 67. Melrose Mindoro, 64. In girls basketball, Reedsburg over Wausau West, 63-61. Wazika Steuben, a 63-20 win against Viroqua. And Bangor, 55-37 over Melrose Mindoro. Well, yesterday was sectional wrestling Saturday on the radio. Phil Nee has a recap of Division II.
A WIAA tournament was held in Wisconsin Dells on Saturday. Division II action, and there were lots of highlights. Led by Dodgeville's Dodgers, they had champions at 100 in the girls' championship round, at 106, 113, 120, and 126 in the boys' round. River Valley advances Wyatt Knockreiner to state, and Richland Center with Ethan and Emma Haiti and Teague Perkins all heading on to the state tournament. Unofficial team scores on Saturday saw Prairie du Chien score 118, Darlington Blackhawk 99.5, Dodgeville third at 96, Lodi fourth with 87, and Belleville Monticello Nuglaris with 77. Looking at the place winners, the top three go to state. First of all, for the boys, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville was a champion at 106, followed by Colin Fry of Evansville and Colton Koss of Gay Electric Trempolo Melrose Mindoro. 113, the first place wrestler Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center took second, Nick Erslund of Wisconsin Dells was third. At 120, Charlie Might Dodgeville was first, Blake Endres, Belleville Monticello Nuglaris was second, Drake Gazda, Mauston Nasita was third. At 126, Reed Spurley of Dodgeville was first, Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk second, and Sawyer Ostrom, Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards finished third. At 132, Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien was first. Second was Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Carson Minahan of Monroe was third. At 138, Marcus McIntyre, a champion from Broadhead Judah. Belleville Monticello Nuglaris's Mason Mao was second, and Mason Baumgartner of Prairie du Chien finished third. 144, Owen Seferud of Darlington Blackhawk was first. Braden Dorshorst of Lodi was second. Drew Hurd, Prairie du Chien, finished third. At 150, Danny Heiser, Evansville, was first. Joe Lomar, Broadhead Judah, second. And Wyatt Knockreiner, River Valley, finished third to advance to state. At 157, Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawk first, Bryce Lenzendorf Prairie du Chien second, Gunnar Johnson, GET Melrose Mindoro, was third. At 165, Maddox Goble, Darlington Blackhawk first, Jeremiah Avery Prairie du Chien second, Riker Swenson third from Belleville Monticello Nuglaris. At 175, Mason Lane of Lodi was first. Espen Swears of Mauston Nasita second. Landon Heitmeyer of Portage finished third. At 190, Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nasita was first. Ross Chris Darlington Blackhawk second. Carson Loshaw of Belleville Monticello Nuglaris finished third. At 215, Blake Theory Prairie du Chien first. Isaiah Groskoff of Lodi second. And Teague Perkins of Richland Center finished third. At 285, Henry Keppen of Lodi was first, Jack Simmons Prairie du Chien second, and Evansville's Tim Lund took third. For the girls' results, Ava Lord of Dodgeville was first place at 100, Emma Haiti Richland Center was first at 107, and advances to state. They only take the champions in girls. Zoe Licht of Lodi was first at 114. 120, Althea Ekdahl of Monroe was first. 126, Brianna Buchner of Wautoma Wild Rose advances to state. Richland Center's Madeline Muller wound up in fourth place at that weight class. Also at 132, Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls is the champion at 138. Mackie Kaz of GET Merrill's Mindoro at 145. Michaela Howard Edgerton is a first place finisher. Also at 152, Maddie Zuby of Viroqua is a champion. 165, Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville advances to state. At 185, Dacia Storley, Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards. And advancing to state at 235, Olivia Davey of Berlin. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
The Area Division III Wrestling Sectional was held Saturday at Mineral Point High School for both boys and girls. The boys, the top three in each weight class, advance on to state. For the girls, the champion advances to the state meet, which will be held concurrently with the boys this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Kohl Center in Madison. The boys tournament Saturday at Mineral Point, Lacrosse Aquinas came away with eight state qualifiers. Iowa Grant Highland was next with seven. Team sectional champion Fenimore advances six on to the individual tournament. Riverdale moves on four to state. Mineral Point and Parkview Albany each have three, with two wrestlers advancing to state, both New Lisbon and Pecatonica Argyle, and with one Ithaca Weston, North Crawford Seneca, Royal Waniwak Center, DeSoto, Cashton, Westby, and Blair Taylor. By weight class, the champion and state runner-up a year ago at 106 pounds, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle. The runner-up from the sectional, Jaron Grimslet, a junior from North Crawford Seneca, and taking third place, Parker Milsna from Cashton. 113 pounds, the champion and former state champ, Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas, runner-up Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, and third place, freshman Elliot Kite of Mineral Point. At 120 pounds, the sectional champion, Roger Fleege of Aquinas, Jaden Geyer of Westby is a runner-up, third place to freshman Lakota Brewer of Riverdale. The champion at 126, sophomore Brody Meese of Riverdale, will be making his second trip to state. Alexander Radovich of New Lisbon is the runner-up, and Danny Finley of Parkview Albany places third. State qualifiers at 132 are champion Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland, going to state for the second time. Two-time state runner-up Rowan Carey of Mineral Point is also the sectional runner-up at 132, and taking third place is three-time state qualifier Gunnar Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center. The champion at 138 is Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland, making his third trip to state. He's a former state runner-up. Runner-up at the sectional at 138, Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas. Third place to Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon, who will be making his second trip to the state meet. At 144, the champion and former state runner-up, Ian Crapp of Fenimore. Runner-up at the sectional, Zach Moline of Aquinas. And third place to freshman Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. The champion at 150 is Siler Zansevich of Fenimore, followed by Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland and Trevor Paulson of Aquinas. Kristen Stelt of Fenimore takes the title at 157. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland makes his second trip to state. He's the runner-up at 157. And Ithaca Weston's lone representative going to state is junior Nolan Waldner, third place at 157. At 165, Cade Rule of Mineral Point is the sectional champion. He'll be making his third appearance at the state meet. Emerson Moen of Iowa Grand Highland follows. He'll be making his second trip to state. And Seth Greeno of DeSoto is the Pirates' lone qualifier for the state tournament. At 175, defending state champion David Moline of Aquinas is the champion at the sectional. Riley Wanick of Riverdale returns to state for the second time and the first since his sophomore year. And the third-place finisher making his third trip to state, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore. Tyson Martin of Aquinas, a state runner-up last year, is the sectional champion at 190. Wyatt Annan of Fenimore is the runner-up, and Sam Schwengels of Parkview Albany places third. The champ at 215 at Mineral Point Saturday was defending state champion Jackson Tremec of Blair Taylor. Runner-up, Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, making his second trip to state. And third place to Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany. At 285, the champion and defending state champ is Evan Gratz of Fenimore. Runner-up, sophomore Grant Matthews of Riverdale. And third place to Brett Zielkowski of Aquinas. Repeating the state qualifiers, first from Riverdale is Brody Meese, a champion at 126. Runners-up, Riley Wanick and Grant Matthews, and third-place finisher, Lakota Brewer. Representing Ithaca Weston at state will be junior Nolan Waldner at 157 pounds. For North Crawford Seneca, going on to state, junior Jaron Grimslet at 106. Royal Waniwak Center will be represented at state by Gunnar Wopat. Cashton's Parker Milsna goes on to state, as does Seth Greeno of DeSoto. Also going on to state for Mineral Point are the following wrestlers. Champion Cade Rule, runner-up Rowan Carey, and third-place finisher Elliot Kite. And for Iowa Grand Highland, seven state qualifiers. They include sectional champions Hunter Stevens and Elliot Biba. Four runners-up in Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Emerson Moen, and Bodie Brockhoff. And a third-place finisher in Brock Hinderman. The girls tournament was also held Saturday at Mineral Point. Approximately 40 girls competed at the sectional level, where only the top finisher, the champion, advances on to the state meet. North Crawford Seneca, Westby, and Fenimore each have two state representatives, and from the area Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Mineral Point and Lancaster have one apiece. Here are the girls champions from the Mineral Point sectional and advancing on to state. Kylie Klum, a sophomore of Westby at 100 pounds. Brooklyn Lull of Fenimore, a senior at 107. Marissa Klum, a junior from Westby at 114. Also going to state, the champion Delia Collins, a sophomore from Mineral Point at 120 pounds. Frankie Groom, a freshman from North Prophet Seneca at 126. Olivia Ball, a sophomore from Lancaster at 132. Gianni Babel, a senior, will go to state for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative at 138. Also, Sophia Paulson of Aquinas at 145. Brittany Pesci, a freshman from River Ridge at 152. Rachel Schauer, a senior from Fenimore at 165. Anna Logue of North Crawford Seneca, a sophomore at 185. And Sydney Coyne of Parkview, Albany, a junior at 235. Placing second for the girls and just missing out on going to the state meet from the immediate area, Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Weston, from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Luca Gross, Madison Glass, and Maddie Townsend. From North Prophet Seneca, Darcy Jelenic. From Lancaster, a trio of girls, Amelia Jensen, Raquel Vinson, and Cashelia West. All those girls placed second and just missed qualifying for the state tournament. Again, the state tournament is Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Kohl Center in Madison. Action gets underway at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon with Division I preliminary round matches. Divisions 2 and 3 kick in at approximately 7 o'clock on Thursday night. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support you and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start the journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
100.9 WRCO. Right down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy. Blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, we ride, pedal to the
sipping on apple pie moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. State lines rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop it down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Bud Light. But that's all right, 'cause I'm running every red light.
kiss, and that's too bad, she said. I can go to work until you find another job. I thought, I like the sound of that. Watch TV and take long naps. Go from a hard-working dad to being Mr. Mom. Well, pampers melt in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Football, soccer, and ballet. Squeezing scouts and PTA. And there's that shopping list she left that's 7 pages long. How much smoke can one stove make? The kids won't eat my charcoal cake. It's more than any man can take. Being Mr. Mom. Well, pampers melt in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 16th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. all day long. Oh, been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr.
That was a huge hit for Lone Star from 2004, Mr. Mom. 5:43, we're at 41 degrees. Man, I love how long the daylight portion of the day is getting. That means springtime not real far away. Gonna feel like springtime come Wednesday, a high of 54. Yeah, we'll take that. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we will have Old Country with Bo Hendricks coming your way. That's after the top of the hour. Right now, it's George Strait, King George. You know me better than that.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. Says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fast. How moody I can be, all my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. And blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. I'm into culture, clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe that's too small. Oh, I caught her with an issue of bridesmaids.
it's lazy and fast. How moody I can be. All my insecurities, you've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love that cat.
WRCO. Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? Total. At an amazing price? Total. With no contracts? Total. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Maybe I took for granted you'd be around to pick me up on my way down. I thought my feet were planted firmly on the ground till one day my whole world came unwound. Like a ball of yarn kept neatly on a spool, you held the life together of this broken-hearted fool. And what once was the exception now seems to be the rule. And there's a burning question, a fire in my mind. You always had the answer, ones I couldn't find. So all I'm asking is, where are you now? What father time would sell me, I'd take it all. If only you'd be back around. But then if time should spell me, well, I might take the call. But there's no way of knowing where I'm bound. So here it comes, another fine mess I've gotten to. If I knew which way to turn, I'd still turn to you. So if everything is said and done, what am I supposed to do? That's the burning question on fire in my mind. You always had the answers for me, time after time. All I'm asking is, where are you now? All I'm asking is, where are you now?
Clear, we need to sit and talk. It seems you've got this notion I've been having second thoughts. Well, I must confess, in a way, I guess that silly notion's true. 'Cause every second you're not here with me, I think of you. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day, every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say, every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Now I propose we drink a toast and turn the lights down low. Put our favorite music on and hold each other close. And don't worry, dear, you'll always be here in my heart to stay. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day.
thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, I love you more and more each day.
That's classic Colin Ray on Country and Community. My name's Adam Hess. Moving on out, thanks ever so much for spending a little bonus weekend time on the radio with me. 6 o'clock brings old country, old Bo Hendricks in the air chair for your weekend as we wrap it up. Here's Jody Messina. We're going to wave bye-bye.
Boy, you sure look good there standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough. Skate around the truth, and I know it sounds trite. I've seen the